Good evening. My name is Lindsay. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control and fear of failure. Lindsay. Hey, y'all. I was born and raised in a Christian home. I have loving parents who worked very hard to provide, so I learned early that you had to work hard to get what you needed or wanted out of life. In third grade, God revealed to me that he sent Christ to die on the cross to save me from my sins. I learned that all my sins were covered by his free gift of grace. I accepted Christ as my Savior. This was an exciting time of growth for me as a Christian. Growing up, I did well in school and was placed into an advanced learning class. I got a lot of praise from my parents for doing well in school, but many kids in my class were naturally gifted, so I was often last to complete my work. I hated being last. It often drew unwanted attention, aka pity, and I hated that more than I hated being last. Eventually, I found achievement in areas where I was naturally gifted, and my confidence increased. The positive affirmation for my achievements was exciting, and my desire to look successful grew. I would press on despite any obstacles that I faced. I felt I had purpose and set out to become successful and achieve great things. The desire to become successful only intensified as I got older. After working in public accounting for a while, the firm that I work for asked me to move to Dallas to start an office in Texas. Opportunities for quicker advancement to partner were mentioned, and I didn't hesitate. I moved to Dallas and searched for a church home, but remained detached from community and only attended Sunday services. My job took a lot of my time, and I needed to stay committed if I wanted to make it to partner. Over the years, I became obsessed with becoming a partner. If I wasn't moving up or forward, I was failing. Goals and success were my drug of choice, and achieving them gave me a high. However, the more I accomplished, that shorter the high lasted. Not completing a goal was failure, and failure did not equal success, so I pushed harder, taking on more. If I wasn't working, I was thinking about work. As I took on more, my fear of failing and need to control everything increased, turning into anxiety. The anxiety plagued my life. My mind could not relax. I was overwhelmed and exhausted. The light at the end of the tunnel was becoming dimmer every time I took on more work. I finally hit my rock bottom when I had a major panic attack in my car on my way to church. I came in here, I sat back there, and I cried the entire church service. I was terrified about getting back in my car and driving home. This just didn't feel right, and things needed to change, and I knew I needed help. I soon started counseling and joined a community group. Soon after connecting with the women in my group, I heard what they were learning about and their experiences in regeneration. I noticed that their healing seemed different than mine. So I checked it out. When I started, I was embarrassed that little things like control and fear of failure were crippling me to the point of having panic attacks. My small, insignificant, basic human problems were nothing compared to the challenges others had to deal with on a daily basis. In step one, however, I came to realize that even though the things that brought me to regeneration did not physically harm me or another person, the internal and spiritual effects on my heart were just as devastating. What alarmed me even more was the fact that I had brushed them off as little things, which was even more dangerous. All sin is a big deal, and it will destroy you. There is no sin too small. In step three, trust, I thought it would be an easy step since I trusted Christ when I was a young girl, but I was wrong again. Instead, I found that I did trust God with my eternity, but I had not trusted him with my daily life. During step four, I saw consistently through my inventory that I had an image in my mind of how I wanted to appear to others. I wanted to appear strong and successful. I didn't care if others liked me or not, but I wanted to control how they viewed me. I couldn't be weak or a failure. My vanity idolized the image I was trying to portray, and I was consistently trying to achieve success to protect it. In step six, I realized that I never truly repented before. There was nothing in place to strengthen the defenses around my heart to keep sin from creeping back into my life. It was during this time that I memorized a verse that I turned to daily as I'm faced with stress and anxiety. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This verse not only reminds me not to be anxious, but it gives me some actions to do instead of worrying. Give it to God in prayer and be grateful. Step 10 reminded me that I will still be confronted with the challenges in this world, and I will trick myself into believing everything is okay. I need to examine my life often and through prayer. Ask God to expose the sin in my life so I can continue to work through the steps. Step 11, intimacy, reminded me of the importance to have a close, intimate relationship with God, that the best defense is a good offense. I realized that instead of living a life reactive to sin and hardship, I needed to be proactive in building my relationship with God. Tough times will arise, but if my heart is already fixed on Christ, then I won't easily falter. My life now has a good offense to protect my heart and mind from making my image and my goals idols in my life. I now spend time in God's word and pray daily, asking him to examine my heart and expose any sin. I live in community with other Christians to help hold me accountable. I'm currently co-leading an awesome group of women through the steps, and it excites me to see the changes that God's making in their lives. I pray for courage to share how God worked in my life when people ask me what is different about me. Like most things in my life, my relationship with Christ needs to be cared for through constant time and attention. I still feel a desire to control things around me, but I know that God has a plan for my life, and I only need to obey and follow him. For those that like lists, like me, here are the top three things I learned from God's work at me in regeneration. One, beware of idols in disguise. There are things in our lives that are not bad things, but when they become an idol and you care about them more than your relationship with Christ, they will destroy your life. Two, sin is never a small thing. Some of our sins don't seem destructive. Some things in this world are not viewed as wrong by others. But all sin is first and foremost a sin against God and should not be taken lightly. Three, God is not too big to care about your problems. He knows that we cannot combat the sin in our life on our own. He wants you to give everything to him. He wants us to unload our burdens on him. There are no problems or sin too small that God is too busy or big for. If you think that your issues aren't that big, or that others need this more than you, or it's just not where I'm at right now, I challenge you with this question. Are the reasons that you came here tonight keeping you from a close and personal relationship with Christ? If your struggles are taking priority in your life, that is a big deal, and I can assure you that you are in the right place and the time is now. God is looking forward to healing you. My name is Lindsay. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control and fear of failure. I'm only standing here today because God had mercy and extended his grace to a sinner like me. May he receive all the glory. Thank you.